Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1522, air date November 5th, 2024.
Hello, everyone. My name is Boz Anega, and I'm a proud leader in the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement. Today, we're excited to bring to you a citizens discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars from the state of New Jersey, Dr. Shiva's home state. Welcome to all our amazing participants, Rose Sias, Paul Testa, Eileen, and Basila. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites or celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms-up movement, powered by everyday working people from around the world. This is, again, a really special discussion forum because this is the state where Dr. Shiva grew up, where he invented email as a 14-year-old boy. And so I'm really excited to get started with today's discussion. Let's start with Rose Sias first. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey with us, who you are, and where you're from?
Hi, my name is Rose Sias. I'm from Millville, New Jersey, which is the southern part of New Jersey. I grew up on a farm, so I learned all about hard work. And then I was interested in education, so I became a teacher. Found out that isn't what all I expected. So then I decided to, after I had my four children, I decided to homeschool all my children. So from that evolved into opening the Homeschool Academy of South Jersey, where we help other parents learn about homeschooling. So that's where I've been the last 25 years, working in the Homeschool Academy. Thank you.
Awesome. Homeschooling, you've opened up your own academy and you're teaching others how to teach their kids. That's fantastic. And we'll move to Paul next. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, I'm Paul Testa. I'm from Maple Shade, New Jersey. Been here for 30 plus years in the same home. I grew up right down the road in Mount Laurel. I went through high school. I joined the Navy from 1988 to 1992. Some proud time in my life because I was on board USS Missouri. Battleship. The New Jersey's right out over here on Camden Yard, right outside right on the Delaware. So it's a fun place to visit for me. I got into management positions for restaurants, warehouses. Just over time, I jumped from job to job because layoffs or, they didn't need me anymore. My last job I had for 12 years, I was a chef slash cook at a hospital. And get into it, I got fired because I didn't take a jab. So I had to land on my feet somehow. And during that time, I found Dr. Shiva. And he said what I needed to hear. So I'm wholeheartedly behind Truth, Freedom, Health. And that's why I joined.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a powerful introduction, Paul. I'm sorry to hear that. That's part of why we built this, Dr. Shiva's built this movement is because of the way the swarm is trying to oppress us that way. And we'll move on to Eileen next. Same question. Can you share your journey with us? Who you are and where you're from. Oh, you're muted, Eileen.
Hi, I'm Eileen McMiniman from Highland Park, New Jersey. And I've been living here probably 40 years. And I've had two sons and they're married and have kids. And I'm a manager of a school bus company and driver. And I'm happy to be here. I don't know what else to say. And I love Truth, Freedom, and Health and Dr. Shiva. Love them.
Awesome. Thank you, Eileen. Short and sweet. And we'll move on to Basila next. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Yes. Hi. My name is Basilia and I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey. I was born and raised in Jersey City. I raised my three children in Jersey City. I worked for 30 years as an application engineer. And during that time, I did raise my children. And I actually did use the religious exemptions. And that's one of the reasons why I'm here. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Basilia. An applications engineer, woman running a homeschool academy. These are all hardworking, working class people. That's what Truth Freedom Health is. It's a movement by working class people. It's not a top-down organization run by the elite. So we'll move on to our next question for everyone. We'll start with you, Rose. How did you first get involved with the Truth Freedom and Health movement? What motivated you to join and why are you a part of this?
Okay, well, what happened, I spent the last 15 years of my life drifting through all kinds of podcasters, listening to them all push the fear porn, and no one ever gave us solutions of what we could do with all these problems. So at one point, I just finally gave up and said, there's no answers. I'm just going to forget about everything just to enjoy my life and just go on. But then I happened to stumble across Dr. Shiva's video on YouTube, which was Shatter the Swarm. Wow, did that really put everything together for me. That was the best thing I'd ever seen. And immediately I was ready to find out more about Dr. Shiva and get involved, especially when he said he was anti-Zionist. And I said, wow, because no other podcaster was willing to say that. So that really got me involved. And I started looking at all his videos. And then I got a call from Sharess. He's one of our volunteers. And he welcomed me to the movement. Wow, he was such a great guy, so inspiring. His voice was so kind and gentle that he just really got me excited about the movement. So he told me all about the foundations of systems, to how to become a warrior scholar. So I was ready to jump in and get involved. I was so excited about a movement, finally, a movement that we could actually get involved in and work for Dr. Shiva. So, and it was funny that Suresh was so surprised that I was ready to get started immediately. I said, just give me everything you've got. I'm ready to do whatever needs to be done to get this great movement going.
That's awesome, Rose. And so you got involved right away once you saw Shatter the Swarm, and you heard that there was this anti-Zionist candidate, and he put things so succinctly in this, looking at things from the systems approach in a way that you can't find anything like that video around. So that's really inspiring. Thank you, Rose. And so I know you've taken involved. On a leader. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So I've been involved for over a year now. There was another part to that question too, is you said, why did we become a part of this?
Yeah.
So can I add that on?
Sure. Go ahead.
I was impressed how he had this plug and play system that it was so easy to get involved and for us to be educated on what his views were and how we could raise our consciousness. So it was great because he taught us how to become volunteers, how we could become leaders. And I just love this bottom up movement. It was thousands of videos to watch. And he got us started, you know, Get Off the Plantation video was wonderful education for us. So this is exactly what I was looking for. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose, for taking on a leadership position in New Jersey. That's very, very inspiring. And Rose is talking about truthfreedomhealth.com, where you can sign up to become a warrior and go through the get off the plantation course there as well. It's a free course with 20 videos that covers a wide variety of topics, from how to take care of your immune system to the climate scam and many more videos that you can't find anywhere else. And everything takes a systems approach. So we'll move on to Paul next. Same question. How did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Well, I first got involved when I heard Dr. Shiva speak on YouTube, big YouTube user. And as I was making the decision whether I should take the jab or whatever, his voice and others, but his mainly, and his platform that he was talking about, it was a voice podcast. I didn't see who it was. I didn't know what he looked like, but I was just so enamored by the truth that he was speaking that nobody else took the leadership, took the wheel, and he did. And so I looked more into it and then went on to a town hall, and then I was just so excited that, you know, I just started printing up flyers and then started jumping on town halls. And I was being, through cognitive dissonance, as he talked about, I weaned away from my mental thoughts and what leadership really is. And then I was introduced to Rose and then others, and it just grew. And then when he asked to get signatures, it was a no-brainer. I had to find the time, but I did it, you know, and that's where I'm at today. I was just so happy that he created this platform, that this platform exists, because this platform is the answer. And this communication is key to running anything. And you guys got it nailed down. And I'm just flattered that I'm here. That's it. And I want to thank everybody on the screen and behind the scenes, and especially Dr. Shiva. That's it. And just got to do it. It's, you know, you just get up and you just spread the message. That's easy. This platform makes it simple. Truth, Freedom, Health is the answer for individually and outwardly, politically. It can be the answer. So that's it. Simple.
That's awesome. Beautifully put, Paul. And yeah, I mean, it's complicated material that you learn, but it's very digestible, and it's made very simple. It's made so that an average, just about anyone can understand the material being taught. And you go through cognitive dissonance because you start to wonder, why haven't I heard any of this before? Why haven't I heard about system science? Why haven't I heard about all the science about the immune system or the climate scam or anything else? It's you start to see the conspiracy
right.
preventing you from hearing all of this.
Correct.
So we'll move on to Eileen next. Same question. How did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, Health movement? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
It first started when I would get text messages from my son's friend about Dr. Shiva, and I'd see it and I'd go, okay. And then I somehow got onto the website, and I started, actually when the pandemic started, I started looking more for an answer to what was going on. And then I saw the website and I started reading Truth, Freedom, and Health and the Warrior Scholar Program. And I was very intrigued. I took the course and was so happy to know about this because I learned so much, and it clicked with me intuitively. I found this made a whole lot of sense to me. I could learn the science of systems. The school doesn't teach this. And only Dr. Shiva, Truth, Freedom, and Health are a system. And I'm learning every day, and I'm coming out of a funk in my life. That's what I feel. It just like I was lost and I didn't know what was going on. And this all opened up and I felt really truth, freedom, and health. I'm like, wow, it really is truth, freedom, and health. It's like a feeling. It was amazing. and I started printing Dr. Shiva's and flyers and reading them and just trying to share it. And Shatter the Swarm, The Lesser of Two Evils is Killing Your Children. I printed the masks and the oral health to share with my family and friends. And I still want to keep sharing this information today and beyond. I think that's right. Pretty good there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Eileen. That's inspiring. You got on the ground. You started sharing information with your neighbors. And yeah, the movement gives you direction for how to make change in your community. So we'll move on to Basilia next. Same question. How did you first get involved with Truth Freedom Health? What motivated you to join and why are you a part of this?
So back in 2019, I started following Dr. Shiva, and he was doing a protest in Trenton, New Jersey for religious exemptions. And I went, and Dr. Shiva was like, he brought his own like speaker equipment, and he was just doing like he does his Zoom videos. He does like these lessons. He was doing the lessons like right out on the street. And it was so interesting. And I was following him even more. And I was just watching him and how hard he fought for the New Jersey residents for religious exemptions. It was such a cold day. And he stayed out maybe like until 9:30, 10 o'clock protesting and won. So I just kept seeing that he was winning. Everything he did, he was winning for the people. Every time he went into court, like to present, like to actually protest, like in court, when you go to present, he would go to Connecticut, he would go to different places. And I just kept following him. And wherever he went, everybody was in awe with his answers and the way he spoke and the way he articulated everything. Things were making sense to me, especially. And I was just seeing how I could save myself with the information that he was teaching, whether it was through, learning about garlic or other things that he taught. So I started following and studying. I took the Science of Systems class that he teaches. So I just kept following. And then I realized this has been like, it became an important part of my life, because I use whatever he's teaching every day. And I tell everyone I know about what I'm learning. So so that's the impact it really had in my life. Yeah.
That's inspiring, Basilia. Yeah. And the movement gives you answers. It gives you solutions on how to save yourself. It tells you, how to find out what's true, how to fight for freedom, and how to take care of your health. So Thank you for sharing your journey with us, Basilia. And we'll move on to our final question for everyone. And this is going to be exciting to hear about because of the lawsuit that's going on in New Jersey. But Rose, can you tell us what role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference in New Jersey?
Yes, as a New Jersey leader, I found that my job was basically to find other volunteers who want to make a difference, and most important, who are willing to do the work. So we had to develop new leaders, like we have Eileen, we have Paul, and we have Basilia's on her way. So it's all about teaching others what you've already learned. So that's the important role as a leader in New Jersey. Accomplishments. We learned that had to make phone calls, hundreds and hundreds of phone calls to find volunteers. We learned how to text, email. I also worked as a leader in Delaware, Rhode Island, and Vermont, finding electors. We had to gather electors. And in New Jersey, we had to get 14 electors. So that was a fun job. And we could put Dr. Shiva on the ballot. Also required that we collect signatures. We had to get over 2,000 signatures. So I worked with my team getting their signatures so we could put Dr. Shiva on the ballot. It also required lots of preparation of documents for the ballot access. So our team then had to distribute cards. We gave out over 20,000 cards. Last count, I guess Eileen can give us the total count, but that's the last count I had. So then the real challenge came when we had to learn how to prepare documents to go to court, because we had a lawsuit against the Secretary of State and the Election Board, because they ended up denying us access to be on the ballot. So this all required a lot of work together as a team to learn how to fight in court. So I feel like I'm making a difference in the world with the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement. It definitely is raising my consciousness, and hopefully we are raising lots of other people's consciousness and teaching them to move away from that fear porn that everybody else is trying to push on us, and learning to join this organization, the Bottom Up Movement, the only one that really has everything we need to bring about the revolution of our consciousness, to raise us a higher consciousness so that we can change the world. It's very, very gratifying to work in this system and help Dr. Shiva. And I know that rather than using my golden years to do what most senior citizens do, just selfishly go out and have fun and just pursue their own pleasures, I've decided to use my golden years to make a difference and use my time to change this world, to make it a safer, healthier, freer place, to raise my 9 grandchildren and everyone else. Thank you for allowing me to share this.
That was beautiful, Rose. And thank you for your dedication and your leadership. I mean, you mobilized New Jersey to help get Dr. Shiva on the ballot. You collected signatures. You mobilized others to collect signatures. And now you're representing yourself. I mean, and now you're a plaintiff in a lawsuit that has gone, and this case has gone all the way to the Supreme Court. And it's going to be conferenced amongst 9 Supreme Court justices in the coming future. So that's an incredible achievement. And that's what this movement teaches people how to do. It's teaching people how to get mobilized, teaching people how to represent themselves in court. So that's incredible, Rose. Thank you. And we'll move on to Paul next. Same question. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Well, my accomplishments with True Freedom Health was following Rose's lead. So she has been a force in this whole thing. So me, I'm just a messenger, and I do what I need to do to spread the word. I hand out cards, mainly. I'm in the middle of supervising two stores at the Berlin Mart. I do what I can there. They have 100,000 visitors every month. So I figured that's a really good spot. So, and destiny kind of landed me there after I got fired. I needed to find a job. And I figured I'd start somewhere, anywhere that would, that I could pay my bills. And then when, I just spread the word. Every register ring, I handed a card to them and explain, and then move on. That's as much as I do, really. I read these briefs. I'm involved in something that is incredible, to say the least. And I have leadership skills that I could pass on. So that's in a nutshell. I'm in awe of where I'm at right now. And I want to thank everybody again. So I'm looking at all these documents that are in front of me and, reading them and going. We went over some stuff last night up until midnight after a long day of work. It's not easy. It's not. Getting those signatures was not. I got minimal signatures compared to a lot of other people here on today. So I'm just fortunate enough to witness this and be part of history. This is going to be history. We are going to make history, and Dr. Sheba will be in the end zone. And that's it. And we're just throwing the ball. He's, you know, it's just amazing. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. That's it.
That's awesome. That's inspiring, Paul, that you're contributing. You're contributing to the movement. You're contributing to your community. And how many signatures do you think you collected?
Oh, I know. I collected 71 or 72.
And you're an elector?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome, Paul. Thank you so much for your dedication and your hard work. We'll move on to Eileen next. Same question. What role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
I noticed Dr. Sheba when he started running for president, even before that. And he asked, get out there and get signatures. So that's great. I enjoyed doing that and became an elector. And I handed out Save Yourself cards and placed a lot of them on the car driver's side windows to get his message out. And I'm taking the Warriors Leadership Program and learning how to share the Truth, Freedom, Health platform, learning to express myself and teach this knowledge to others who are interested. And our electors in New Jersey are working on a lawsuit against the New Jersey state. And it's a lot of work, like Paul said. They did not allow our electors to get on the ballot, and we followed all the rules, and they didn't notify the electors that they kept us off the ballot. They didn't follow the law, and the electors are the candidates. So they kind of violated our First Amendment, and we're kind of in the middle of all that right now. And it's exciting. I'm always being pushed further to learn more, and it's a good feeling. It's nice. I'm happy to learn with everybody. So Truth, Freedom, and Health, Shatter the Swarm. And I try to communicate one-on-one a lot. And my children too, I try to, you know, give them a little nudge about this. And tomorrow I'm writing in Dr. Sheba in New Jersey. I'm very happy. It's coming to the point of like, oh my God, I can really do this. You know, I'm excited. I just want to make it through over to the voting place tomorrow morning.
That's awesome, Eileen. Yeah, I know. It's a great feeling. I just turned in my ballot today for Dr. Sheba. It's a great feeling to be able to vote for someone that, for a real candidate, not someone who's part of the swarm. And thank you so much for your work. And yeah, that's something this movement teaches you, is that the electors are the ones that are on the ballot. It's the electors, not the pledged candidates. So it's ridiculous that they've kicked you guys off the ballot. Off of the ballot in New Jersey illegally, and you guys are fighting that case in court. So thank you all for your hard work. And Basilia, we'll close with you. Same question. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Sure. So I've been spreading the word for a long time of Dr. Sheba and what he teaches. And I've been handing out the cards and flyers and different things, you know, for a while now. I'm also an elector for New Jersey. The best part was collecting the signatures. It was hard collecting signatures in the cold, but just talking to the people and it was just so exciting. That was like the best part, talking to the people and about Dr. Sheba and collecting the signatures. That was exciting. It was hard, but it was very exciting. I really enjoyed that. So I am trying now to become a leader and continue on, to spread the science of systems and the movement. So tomorrow I'm going to vote with my consciousness and I'm going to vote as an elector for Dr. Shiva.
That's awesome, Basilia. That's inspiring. And it's incredible. I think every single one of you said that you're taking on a leadership role in New Jersey. That's awesome. That's incredible that you've all taken this kind of initiative and you're all representing yourself in court. You've all collected signatures, your electors. You've done a lot. Thank you all for your hard work. It's an honor to be interviewing all of you. So with that, I'll say thank you to all our Warrior Scholars for sharing your stories and inspiring others today. And thank you everyone for supporting Shiva for President. To take the next steps, please go visit shatterthesworm.com to find out how the few control the many. Sign up for our free Get Off the Plantation course. It's a series of 20 videos designed to raise your consciousness and help you break free from the systems that control you. Next step is to take the Warrior Scholar program and learn how to fight. This is where you'll learn how to fight effectively and become a system scientist equipped to lead others, like everyone on this call. And then next, join our town hall. Every Thursday, we host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is your chance to meet other great leaders and speak with Dr. Shiva directly. And the next step is this movement is not just based in the U.S. If you're in the U.S., you can go to shivaforpresident.com and get cards that say, save yourself, vote right in Dr. Shiva. Tomorrow is election day. This is the final stretch. Get those. You can print cards out locally if you have them on hand. Start handing them out to get votes for Dr. Shiva. And if you live outside the U.S., you can go to vashiva.com/cards and start handing out cards in your own language that tell people to save themselves and to go to shatterthesworm.com to learn about the science of systems and how the elites exploit us. So this movement is not localized exclusively to the U.S. It's a worldwide movement. You can get a card in just about any language you can think of. And with that, thank you, everyone. Together, we'll continue to build this movement from the grounds up. Thank you again for being a part of this conversation, and let's keep fighting for a better future.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, anyplace, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods, who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you.
the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.